This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, President of World Ministries International, as well as Eagles Saving Nations. My website, worldministries.org. That is worldministries.org. I have in the studio today Fred Christian. He's been a street evangelist with his wife Mary for many, many years. His wife recently went on to be with the Lord. But how long were you in street evangelism?
Oh, off and on for 25, 20, 28 years.
And so I'll tell you what, they were out on the streets witnessing for Jesus Christ. And I knew Mary and did her memorial, and she would witness anywhere. Didn't matter where it was. She was witnessing, whether they were on a cruise to Alaska, she was witnessing. Is that right, Fred?
Yep. You couldn't turn it off.
No.
Even if she wanted to, she couldn't turn it off.
It was just inside of her. And I believe that if we want to say the gospel, Christ in us, the hope of glory, should be bubbling out of us constantly. I really believe that. I know I share Christ so many places, airplanes, everything. And I think if you're on fire, I think if you're in love with the Lord, I think, Fred, that's an innate thing to do.
Right. Yeah, you can't, because of knowing who God is, knowing what God did for us, knowing the reality of heaven and hell, you can't not talk to people.
Yeah, I don't know how you turn it off. It's like telling a person, don't breathe.
Right.
Well, yeah. They have to breathe.
Yeah.
And Mary had to talk about the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know that she was one that liked the pure gospel, the truth, not a twisted form of bologna.
Right.
She didn't like bologna sandwiches. She liked your steak.
Yes.
So, I mean, she liked the truth. And there's so many.
She liked some bulgogi, too. But
well, there's so many people preaching bologna behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
Bologna, just nonsense. I mean, just worthless processed meat. So, anyway, I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
And we need to understand that the truth of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit documented in written form. It's not to be twisted. It's not to make something else out of it. But it's to share in its authentic form, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Correct, Fred?
Amen. Without Christ, we're lost. So,
Fred, and you know, we've gone way back, Fred, Mary, and now Fred is working close with World Ministries International, our head of our technology, if you want to say department, and I'm so glad you're aboard, Fred.
Thanks.
As you saw when you came here, we needed you.
There's a lot to do with this size ministry.
We needed your technical expertise. Mm-hmm. You've helped us already in many ways, even in protecting our resources by getting things to put them into safe places so we don't lose it. And anyway, it's good having Fred aboard. Now, what's been on your heart, Fred?
Well, it's been, as I think about the last several months and years, really years, but just the last several months, I've been resetting, redoing. You mentioned my wife passed away. Going through that reset process of what is the Lord doing now? But I've been seeing one small thing that's been on my heart is just the last couple of weeks have been a reminder of how important it is to start right with the Lord, because I've been getting distracted for the last couple of weeks in the morning and go, okay, this is why I got, then the rest of the day doesn't go well. This is why starting right in the Lord is so important. So myself, I see it through a bad experience instead of a good experience. But the good experience side of it is when I can look back not too far and say, when I'm reading the Bible, when I'm doing that devotion time, the days go so much better. The encouragement I feel from what the Lord is doing is so much better. So that's that goes into what's on my heart is the Bible, devotions, discipleship, helping people see the importance of discipleship, helping people go through discipleship, whether they want someone, they need someone to be their guide, or they want, or they've matured more in Christ, and they, you know, what does the Lord have for me? Well, the Great Commission kind of shows us what the Lord has for everyone. It's to make disciples of all nations. In one form or another, that's our commission. That's what we're called to do.
Good. So that's something that should really be, again, on all of our hearts. Are we making disciples of the nations? Are we concerned over the Great Commission? Are we concerned over souls? And if not, then that really gives you an idea, I think, of the spiritual either health or not health of your life. How does Eagle Saving Nations relate to the Great Commission?
Well, it's a direct connection to me, because as we've talked before about Eagle Saving Nations, and you share with people, trying to get people into stadiums. Well, how do we get people into stadiums? Is getting that discipleship going with the leadership that would be running the stadiums and filling the stadium so that we can share the true message of the gospel, the true message of the Holy Spirit power. And that's what we see is needed with the world. And Eagle Saving Nations, as you've written it up, talks about the importance of showing people how to apply our faith to the real world situation that we're in. We're seeing the judgment. We're seeing judgment coming. We're seeing, as your book talks about, the science of judgment. And Eagle Saving Nations is a birth, seems like it's birthed from that one way or another, of wanting people to understand this judgment that's coming and what we need to do to prepare ourselves and to come to a national repentance.
Again, if you don't have a copy of my book, I would urge you to get it. You could order it online at worldministries.org. That's worldministries.org. Or you can telephone 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248, and get your copy. Now, Eagle Saving Nations, it's so critical. What we're trying to do is get Christians into the stadiums in every state, as well as all over the world in the stadiums, and let the power of God come down, Pentecost, so they, now, not just once, but they continue to have their Pentecost daily. He started off the program saying, you know, he recognizes the need to daily start right with God. So daily have your time with God, so you are literally daily a flame of fire.
Amen.
That you are daily on fire for the Lord. That I tell people, I bring revival everywhere I go. I've got revival within me, and that's what we're supposed to have, revival in us. We're supposed to pass it on. And so we're supposed to be in tune with God. And so the church is desperately in need of the Holy Ghost once again. You know, Fred, half of the churches deny even the need for the Holy Ghost.
Right.
These are churches, mainline churches under the Federal Council of Churches that are Marxist. So they tolerate sin. They bring in homosexuals. They ordain them, drag queens. This is what brings the judgment of God.
Right.
Half of the churches in America. You know, if you deny the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. Can you know God without the Holy Ghost?
No.
I don't see how you can. That's why you go along with sin.
That's right.
And so this is the reason for Eagle Saving Nations. If you understand the science of judgment, millions are going to die. There's going to be severe judgment if we don't have a great awakening. What's a great awakening? Repentance of sin. That's revival. Repentance of sin. President Abraham Lincoln called the nation to repent, and he named the sins. Fred?
Right. Amen. Yeah, that's our nation turned a corner with President Abraham Lincoln and had that revival in various ways because he was willing to stand up for that. And now we see so much difficulty. So along with that, I think of what else can I do to promote Eagle Saving Nations? You know, not because of the name, which is a great name, but because of what it stands for, what the need to get the Holy Spirit out, the need to tell people about judgment. And one of the things that's been on my heart about that is something I was doing with my wife 10, 12 years ago. We ran Jesus Bible College for a year, and we had a chance to help people get reconnected to the Bible. It's in the name, Jesus Bible College. It was about Jesus. It was about reading the Bible, and people were able to join and participate in it.
So that, you know, tell me more about Jesus Bible College then.
Sure. So the college is we had this heart to get the Bible out. We saw many forms of college, but the Lord led us to do it as a free Bible college. And then we were wrestling with that idea. How can we make a free Bible college? Instructors need to eat. They need paid. So the structure, and also just a concept of often you hear about Bible colleges reading 30 books in a quarter, and they read their Bible about halfway through. So how do you learn the Bible if you're not reading it? So we flipped it. We said, let's make Jesus Bible College. We didn't quite have the name yet. Let's make it reading the Bible. So we set up a Bible reading schedule, and a lot of people goes, how could you set up a Bible reading schedule of reading it every 3 months? At a church, we'd read it every year. It says, how can you not read the Bible how can you not love to read the Bible? You're in Bible college. How can you learn it by reading it once a year? You're barely going to even get it into your heart that way. That's not college level. That's grade school level. So we promoted reading it in a quarter, and also even reading it in a month for those that wanted to really put their heart into it. And it was a group reading. So the students would read, write questions, write a short thing once a week, and share it with other students. And the students had a discussion through the Bible that way.
Well, very good. I know that the Bible, it's the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, documented in written form. Once again, if you don't read the Bible, how do you know God?
Right.
I don't think you do. I mean, if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, if you don't want to be, how do you know God? Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit not only brings power and authority. Jesus told his disciples, don't try to go into ministry until you're baptized, because you can't do it. You can't do what I do unless
right.
you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. Then I'm in you, and you continue to do what I do.
Amen.
In other words, you also speak the truth. You also heal the sick, cast out demons. These are things that you need in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin,
right?
Leads you, guides you. He's our counselor. How are you led by the Holy Spirit if you deny the need for the baptism? Fred,
right.
I don't understand this.
It's so left out. And And what I, you know, talking about reading the Bible, that was something I saw, and my wife saw, is the way it seemed like the way the churches were getting off of the Holy Spirit is reading these books, the going too much for education, you know, education for education's sake, making it head knowledge. So the Spirit, Holy Spirit, was something that the head can't understand. So they get away from it. But something about reading the whole Bible is alive. Because the Bible's alive, it goes in your heart, and that gives you the desire for the Holy Spirit as you read about it.
And one of the things it talks about when you speak in tongues, God understands it. He's communicating with you. And sometimes you don't know what to pray for, but as you pray in tongues, you are communicating exactly to God what to pray for.
Right.
And so these are such important things if you want to be effective. Now, what does discipleship mean to you, Fred?
That's something I thought about is recently. It's in the Great Commission. It says, go into all nations and make disciples and of your city, your neighborhood, your city, your nation. And I thought of that phrase, make disciples, and I thought of it kind of has two meanings to me now. Of one is me actively helping someone or guiding someone, me actively finding someone to guide me, but also it's Jesus is our Lord. We are disciples under Him. Make disciples of Christ. So it gave me that idea of the true discipleship is from Christ. We need to be conduits of it, but sometimes we got to get out of the way of it because Christ is the one. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to disciple someone better than I am. So that's where the Bible comes in. If someone's reading the Bible, they're getting that living Word of God. And the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Holy Spirit is going to come into them.
If students have this group teaching, how do you stop false doctrine?
That was an interesting one. We were actually concerned about that because we've seen in other Bible studies, we've seen false doctrine growing. And what was interesting is when the students got together, they started out with their pet ideas. But because the assignment was reading the whole Bible, it started correcting their pet ideas. They started taking their focus off of a book or a teaching that they had heard, and they start, oh, the Bible says this. It corrected itself. There was a little bit of guidance, and I think there's a need for a leader, but there's even more than that. There's definitely a need for a leader in the study, but that Bible provided the Holy Spirit interaction that took care of things.
Shouldn't students do more than just read? Don't they need to study also?
That's been an interesting one. People always like to say that, well, what if I'm reading them once a month or once every 3 months, then I'm just reading, I'm not studying. If you're studying, you're getting out of context. If you spend an hour or you spend a whole year in the book of John, that might be valuable once if you're doing it out of 40 years. But if you're spending a whole year in the book of John, you're taking things out of context. The whole Bible is our context. And as you read the Bible through, you automatically are studying it because the Bible explains itself. So that is the study.
What is Jesus Bible College doctrine statement?
You know, I've had a pastor ask me that, and I realize it's the whole Bible. Now, that's where the leader comes in. You do need to find a pastor that you trust or a Bible study leader that you trust that has a good doctrine statement. But as far as the Bible College itself, it's kind of find a good leader and read the Bible.
How can a church offer Jesus Bible College?
By getting our materials. So I've got a reading schedule. I've got the outline of how to help students share. It can be in total offline mode, or it can go through our website where we can help have the group discussions in the group. So it can be an offline or it can be an online format.
How can people get more information about Jesus Bible College?
By coming to our website. If you know the, if you can remember Jesus Bible College, you can remember the domain name, JesusBibleCollege.com.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a situation in America that we need a great awakening. Great awakening is basically a national repentance. If you understand the science of judgment without that, I'm telling you, you're going to see, I believe, millions die. Since April 2020, I've had 25 prophetic dreams. Civil unrest. We have seen it. We're seeing it still. Black Lives Matter, nothing but a communist Marxist covering, causing trouble throughout America, riots in cities, burning cities, lawlessness. Antifa, the same thing. The same thing. Causing insurrection and the liberal left letting them get away with it, calling them peaceful when cities are burning down. Buildings are burning down. People are being shot and killed. Stores are being looted. Businesses have left entire cities. What do you mean peaceful? I mean, this is nothing but a flat-out lie that communists do. Right. And they constantly are doing it right now because they're trying to turn America into a communist nation. They're trying to topple the republic, remove the authority of the Bible, take the voice of Christians out of it. They're trying to muzzle the church. They're literally trying to stop truth from being spoken. And so we are in a serious situation. Again, civil unrest. It's happening. Hamas, an organization sworn, Fred, in their charter to kill the Jews and then the Christians. They've sworn.
Right.
They don't want a two-state solution. They turned it down five times. They want every Jew dead. They want all of Israel. Now, what is wrong with Americans that support Hamas, that march and protest? Are you also an insurrectionist? You want to topple the republic? What's your problem? What is going on? Don't you understand what you're marching in? Civil war. We're on the verge of it. Everyone right. I talk to, we're on the verge of real civil war like in Abraham Lincoln's time. An invasion.
Right.
10 to 15 million illegal aliens and every day coming into the borders.
Right.
Now, if that's not an invasion, that's an invasion. We don't know who's in here. All of the terrorist cartels, violent people, emptying prisons and sending them this way.
Right.
Now, there are some people that just want a better way of life, but there's also a lot of problems. They're sending them here to topple the republic.
That's right.
They're hoping they vote Democrat. They're hoping, again, they can steal another election.
Right.
Oops, I said that word. Disinformation. They'd want to shut me down as soon as they can get enough power to change the laws.
Right.
Because that's what they call disinformation. If you talk against climate change or a stolen election or vaccines or illegal immigrants coming in and
that's
causing
right.
trouble. And all of this stuff they want to put under the law of disinformation.
That's right.
And so this is where we're at, like a communist country trying to stop truth.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of a civil war. Join Eagle Saving Nations. WorldMinistries.org, WorldMinistries.org, WorldMinistries.org. Join it now. Help us get into the stadiums. Help us lead a national repentance. Hey, we are sounding the alarm. If you listen and watch television all day, you don't see other Christian ministries speaking the truth like this. It's Mary Had a Little Lamb, this I know, or Jesus Loves Me. I'm being a little sarcastic, but it's we don't need to hear something that we already know. We need to sound the alarm. We need to warn like an Issachar. Trouble is coming. The enemy's at the gate. They're going to take it over, and they're going to burn you down. This is what we need. We need a repentance. Fred?
Amen. Without the repentance, the judgment comes, and we see that happening. Without the repentance, if the nation's judgment comes, at least save yourself. Save your family from the judgment that's coming by having that commitment with God.
Fight lies. Eagle Saving Nations. Truth takes away deception. Prayer brings conviction. We need a mighty repentance. WorldMinistries.org, WorldMinistries.org. Help us fight the lies of Satan to destroy a nation, to destroy you. WorldMinistries.org. Look at it. Join it today. And we need your very best help to stay on your local radio or television station, worldministries.org. You can give by Zelle. Warning@worldministries.org is the reference you'd use. Warning@worldministries.org. PayPal, telephone 360-629-5248. 360-629-5248. We take all forms of credit cards. May God richly bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.